tomorrow. I just want you to imagine the journey. That's all that we're talking about today. It's just the journey. Call it the journey of life. I just want you to imagine that one day you had a tough day and you want to get off. You're asking your boss, I'm taking a break. I can't take any more. Stress is high. Pressure is high. The bills are too many. And so on and so forth. And you go online to look for something halal enough to go away. And you book it. And then you receive your itinerary. You open it. It says, congratulations. This is your itinerary. Where are you going? It says, by the way, minor changes. It's only a one-way ticket. You're not coming back. Luggage? Don't bother packing. Your captain is the angel of death. Your destination is unknown. Your accommodation, 6 meters beneath the ground. Where are you going to reach and when? Allahu A'lam, God knows best. Imagine just getting that email, my brothers and sisters. Do you think you'll be worried about the bills you owe? What your wife did to you, or your husband did to you, or your children? Politics, and who has what and does what, and blaming conspiracy theories? Do you think you'll care, or people, the angel of death, care that how big your house is? Or how many PhDs you have? Don't mess with me, man. I'm connected. You know how many likes I get on Facebook? Don't touch me, man. I know somebody, I'll sue you. I know people. You think that will matter? Wallahi, it won't. So I'm just going to remind you of the threes and threes. You see, we are consumed, devoted, submersed in this life. We love three and forget three. And that's why I will finish with the 8/3. We love castles, palaces, but we forget the grapes. We put too much emphasis. How much do you have? Is it a Swiss bank account? Do you have a private jet, private job? But we forget that the accountability is waiting for us. According to Abdurrahman ibn Awf, Prophet Muhammad said that he will be crawling to Jannah. How much money he had, he would be asked for, but everything he got. يُحِبُّونَ الْمَخْلُوقُ وَإِنْسَوْنَ الْخَالِقُ. We love the creation. I have to impress you, man. Don't you know who I am? I forget that. Creator. So we'll finish with the 8/3. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَالُوَالُكُمْ وَعَجِيرَتُكُمْ وَمَالٍ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا مُسَاكِنْ تَرْضَوْنَهَا. Yeah. All these أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٌ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا فَاتَّعْقِيمُ. قُلْ التَّلْقِنِيَّةَ تَلْضَمُ مُحَمَّدٌ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ الْأَبُ وَالْعَرَبُ الْإِبْنُ وَإِنْدَنَا. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا. What is that? Fathers and upwards. Hey man, do you know what lineage I'm from? And the minute the Tartushi Basha, don't mess with me, man. I know people, dude. You know my lineage? I'm from the Khans. I'm from the Chaudhrys. Yeah, I'm from the mountain. No, I'm not from the south. I'm from the north. You know my skin color? I've been using Fair and Lovely. Don't mess with me, man. I'm coming from lineage white skin. Ya Wallahi, will not go. You know how many children I have? In Abna'akum. I have too many. You mess with me, you mess with my whole family. And ikhwanakum, your brethren, your hood. And then your spouses. You know, I'm married to this family now. I get the connections. I get the fast lane. I don't have to stand in line, by the way. You know, by a signature with a pen, done. Sit down here. I'll get all the paper for you. By the way, I've been through this. And then your ashira, tribe. Which tribe are you from? Otherwise, you cannot marry my daughter if you don't not this tribe. You're is that a Muslim? No, it's not from my tribe. And then the money you're hoarding, the business you're afraid to lose, And the house that you built, and you forget the house that made of silver and gold, ya Sheikh. You're going to lose a house, a palace in Jannah made of brick of silver and a brick of gold. Because you don't really care whether you have it halal or haram. Does that really make sense to you, to Sheikh? You know, on that journey you're taking, imagine you're going on that journey. I want you to look down. How big is your house? Can you actually see your house from now? Were you cruising? It's a speck of a dust. Yeah? But I worked my whole life for this house. I even got it haram, I don't care, but the people were impressed. Isn't that amazing? Allahu Akbar. It's a quick reminder of Allah, for this pursuit of Allah first. Because I have my eyes on the prize. So please understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all these eight things, are there more beloved to you? By the way, the scholars will tell you, eight things are halal. All of them is halal, lawful. But if they become more appealing to you, or you have a priority that there become before Allah and His Messenger, and striving with your own whims and desires in this life and so on, فَتَرَبَّصُوا. Wait till Allah decrees His matter. When? Well, when the last breath you take, when the last blink of an eye and the last pulse of a heart, when your own judgment day stands. When is your judgment day? Believe it or not, you have two. Your minor judgment day is that in the grave, when your people leave you, and you can hear that, footsteps walking away, you're on your own now, no posse. And then the two angels will come and set you up, and they will ask you three questions. مَا رَبُّكَ مَا دِينُكَ مَاذَا تَقُولَ فَجِبَرْتَ بِيكُمْ. Who is your Lord? What is your way of life? And who is the message that was sent upon you? If you lived according to Quran and Sunnah, and you know exactly what Islam is about, you will say, رَبِّي Allah, firm. My Lord is Allah. My way is Islam, I submit. Not my whims and desires and so on, no, Ar-Rahman. And the Messenger of Rasulullah, I know his Sunnah, I follow as much as I can. You will, grave will expand as far as your eyesight can see, and it will be furnished from Jannah. And a gate will open in your grave, and you will be able to see your place in Jannah. So you will say, Rabbi aqim as-sa'a kay a'udu ila ahli wa mali. Allah, establish the hour, I want to go back my family as well. If you answer the questions wrong because you have no idea who Allah is, what Quran is, and what the Sunnah is, and what Islam is, I was just born called Mo, man. That's all I know. I live in Canada now. I have to be Canadian, dude. They don't contradict each other, ya Sheikh. You could be the best Muslim Canadian. Doesn't mean a thing. But remember, the angels in the grave, they will not ask you, could you give me your pastor? Are you Canadian citizen, Sheikh? Wallahi, they won't ask you that. These are the three questions. Now, if you don't ask them the right, because you have no idea, you know what the hadith says, you will say, la adri. I have no idea. La darit wa la talit. And the opposite of what I said is true. I'm not going to take you there. You can just imagine. So the whole life, it changes for one fraction of a second decision you have to make. Whether you want to make your grave a piece of heaven or a piece of hell. A choice you make in this life. That's it. So please make the right choice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last words to be la ilaha illallah, best of actions and deeds to be that, last of actions and deeds, and the best days when we meet Him in Jannah. Ameen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon Brother Muhammad Hassan and Sister Nilofar. You're guaranteed if you hold on to la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, you guarantee Jannah. That's all I can guarantee you. If you hold on to la ilaha illallah, there's only one deity deserving to be worshipped, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a slave and a messenger, you guaranteed that. That's all I can guarantee you. But when and how all of that, wallahi, it's up to you. You're in the driver's seat. My brothers and sisters, just punch in on your GPS, Jannah, you'll find Quran and Sunnah to guide you to Jannah. May Allah make this right easy for us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make their grave a piece of heaven, not a piece of hell. Expand as far as our ICT. Oh Allah, do not collapse the ribs in it. Oh Allah, furnish it from Jannah, from the hellfire. Oh Allah, open their gates to be able to see the place in Jannah. Have mercy upon them, patience on their family. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect them on pulpits of life with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allow him to intercede for, grant him the books with the right hand side, and grant him the highest level of paradise with no accountability. Ameen. Wa akhadam. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Ameen. Wa sallam alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you much better than the daughter you lost in this dunya and the hereafter. With that, I ask the family of Sister...